Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever felt burdened, weary, or overwhelmed by the challenges of life? Do you long for a sense of rest and peace in the midst of your struggles? In our fast-paced and demanding world, it's easy to find ourselves weighed down by the expectations, responsibilities, and trials that come our way. We may try to carry it all on our own, striving to meet the demands placed upon us, only to find ourselves exhausted and searching for relief. Yet, in the midst of our weariness, Jesus extends a loving invitation to us, an invitation to take his yoke upon us and discover true rest for our souls. In this devotional, we will explore how to find rest in Jesus by casting our cares and burden upon him. As you listen, may you find rest and peace in his loving presence in Jesus' name. The topic is, Find Rest in Jesus. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
As we journey through life, we often find ourselves burdened by various challenges, responsibilities, and expectations. At times it may be expectation from our career which ended up in failure. It can be expectation from an investment that ended in financial loss, challenges at home, inability to meet our responsibilities, or worse still, expectations from a relationship which left us with scars and burdens of worries. As we are responsible to manage these areas of our lives, the weight of these burdens can be overwhelming, leaving us feeling exhausted, anxious, and weary. However, in the midst of our struggles, Jesus extends an invitation to us. He says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. These words of Jesus carry a profound message of hope and encouragement. He offers us a new way of living, one that brings rest and peace to our weary souls. To understand the depth of this message, let's look at an example from the Bible. In Mark chapter 6 verses 30 to 34, we read about how Jesus and his disciples had been busy ministering to the crowds. They were exhausted and in need of rest. Jesus recognized their weariness and invited them to come with him to a quiet place. However, as they set out, the crowd followed them, and Jesus was moved with compassion for the people. Despite his own weariness, Jesus taught them and healed the sick. This story illustrates Jesus' compassion, his willingness to bear the burdens of others, and his ability to provide rest even in the midst of busyness. It reminds us that in taking Jesus' yoke upon ourselves, we can find strength, peace, and purpose in serving others. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the burdens of life? Do you long for rest and peace in your soul? Jesus invites you today to take his yoke upon you. He offers a way of life that is gentle and humble, a life that brings true rest for your weary soul. I don't know what you are going through right now that feels burdensome and overwhelming. Maybe your home is under siege and about to collapse, or you have financial crisis. Is it in your career or relationship? I challenge you today to take Jesus' yoke upon you. When yoke take Jesus' yoke upon you, everything will become easy for you. Matthew chapter 11 verse 30 says, For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What steps do you need to take to live a meaningful life that is free of constant troubles of this world? First, surrender your burdens. Take a moment to identify the burdens that weigh heavily on your heart and mind. Lift them up in prayer and intentionally release them into the hands of Jesus, trusting that he is able to carry them and provide the strength you need. Second, learn from Jesus. Dive into the teachings of Jesus by reading and studying the scriptures. Seek to understand his character, his love, and his wisdom, allowing his words to shape your perspective and guide your actions. And third, practice humility and gentleness. Cultivate a spirit of humility and gentleness in your interactions with others. Let go of the need to control or be right, and instead, approach situations with a humble heart. Treat others with kindness, compassion, and respect, just as Jesus did. God is there for us when we trust him with the cares of our lives. He is happy and ready to relieve us of any burden. Psalm chapter 55 verse 22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." This reminds us of God's care. It assures us that when we entrust our burdens to God, he will sustain us. We don't have to carry the weight of our worries alone. Instead, we can release them into God's capable hands, knowing that he is our support and will never let the righteous be shaken. Similarly, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." This acknowledges that our anxiety can weigh us down and hinder our peace. However, we are reminded that we have a loving God who deeply cares about every aspect of our lives. We are invited to surrender our anxieties to him, confident that he is attentive to our needs and will provide the comfort and peace we seek. As you go today, set aside a little time to reflect on the following questions. What burdens are you currently carrying in your life? How does it feel to imagine surrendering those burdens to Jesus and allowing him to carry them for you? What steps can you take to prioritize rest for your soul? Would you create space in your daily routine for solitude, prayer, and activities that bring you joy and peace? As you reflect on these questions, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and reveal areas where you can experience the rest and peace that Jesus promises when we take his yoke upon us. Remember, this journey of surrendering and learning is a daily process. Take small steps each day to align your life with the invitation of Jesus. May you find encouragement and strength as you walk in his presence, knowing that he is gentle, humble, and faithful to provide rest for your weary soul in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the invitation to take Jesus' yoke upon us. We acknowledge our need for rest and surrender. Help us to release our burdens to you, trusting that you will carry them. Today, teach us to learn from Jesus, to embrace humility and gentleness, and to seek rest for our souls in your presence. May your Spirit empower us to live out this message in our daily lives. We declare peace and victory in our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 4, chapter 5 and chapter 6. And for the evening, John chapter 12 verse 20 to 50. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.